The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Praise God. Let's put our hands to the Lord for Jesus. Do it very well for Jesus. Huh? So we thank the Lord for a life campaign. We give thanks to God for giving us the platform. Like I was saying the last time, that it's not just Ondo. It's, for now, it looks like Ondo meeting. Life campaign is not an Ondo meeting. It's a kingdom meeting platform for every place. We don't know how many places it will be expressed in this way. It may not be called life campaign. Amen. But as long as it is about the business of life, that's one thing the devil is afraid of. The devil is afraid of life because the thief cometh not for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But he said, I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. That's just to say that the only answer to the devil's advancement is life. Life, more life, and abundant life. Say amen. And that's all that the gospel has for us. And that's the business of the throne today. They are not doing any financial advancement on the earth. They are not sharing any land on the earth. Praise God. What they are doing is the business of giving life. And we thank the Lord for this year's meeting. We appreciate the Lord for the hour we are in. I believe that the meeting is going to switch to another level from tonight. I trust the Lord for that because of His servant and His placement in the course of the giving of life. His placement in the course, in the business of the giving of life. You know, people talk about their church emphasis. Some churches are meant to raise millionaires. We are sent to raise millionaires here. But I discovered that the one thing that Jesus Christ kept doing as business inherited from His Father is life. It's life. Only that we don't understand that life. We think sometimes when we have more money, we're going to have more life. But I've discovered that it's not true. That's why the gospel does not really quietly speak about change of estate first, but change of nature. The gospel of Jesus does not change about change in your natural estate. The emphasis, when you look at all the epistles, is about change of nature. Because you can change your natural estate and your nature has not changed. You can be a billionaire and be in prison house and be dead. Say amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I discover sometimes that people who don't have access to much earning live a higher quality life. To some people who have so much access to so much. So money can get the life. Say amen. Or else the Lord will have attached some amount of money to your account. When you believe, just immediately you say, Jesus is my Lord and Savior, they just credit your account with $1 million. I think by now everybody on the earth will be believer. Huh? You don't need faith anymore. Just believe, accept Jesus. $1 million. And the whole world will be in chaos. Because money will lose its value, right? Praise God. So much money does not equal to much life. Much money sometimes leads to inflation. Hallelujah. So, I discovered that the business is this, and I trust, like I said, I trust the Lord that from tonight, because of the grace of God upon His servant, Reverend Kado Igoke, I believe that much blessing has already come to us. Amen. I think you know that you have to appreciate both the messenger and the message. You can't take the message and have a problem with the messenger. You will lose the message. You lose the blessing. So we love him, we appreciate him, and we appreciate his placement in our midst and in our generation. Say amen. But it's believed that in Revelation chapter 1, we read that place last time, verse 5. Let's just go a little bit. I'm going to prepare the ground for Reverend Helen to come around and to bless us, okay? And I trust to bring blessing to us also in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's move, okay, verse 25. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. So he just described who this being is here. Jesus, who is the faithful witness, who also is the first begotten of the dead. Begotten of the dead. Not just begotten from the dead. There's begotten of the dead. Describing the being that was taken from the first begotten that was taken from among the dead. That God came to the realm of the dead and took and begot and took a son from the dead. Because when you say the dead, somewhere there is a sphere of forgetfulness. It's not a place of remembrance. It's not a place that God can will ever want to look at to take anything from. But God took one and raised him. The first begotten. So it means that others, there's going to be a crop of others who also will be begotten of the dead, right? And the prince of the kings of the earth. So it's clear that he's describing Jesus here. And it's all about describing his expression in the spheres of life, in the spheres of God's life. What is witnessing is witnessing a form, the life of God that is not present. All the things you find there, you don't find them in any other creature. Nobody is reckoned as the faithful witness. Because nobody has ever seen God at any time, right? Huh? So you can't witness what you have never seen. You can only witness what you have seen. That which we have seen, which we have heard. That which we have heard, which we have seen, which we have looked upon, which we have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifest and we have seen. Can you see? We have seen it and bear witness. So you can't witness what you have not seen. So since no man has ever seen God at any time, then nobody can witness God. God has no witness among creature. Because no creature has ever seen God. Amen. But there's only one who is the begotten of the Father, who God birthed. And that one is the one who manifested. Or shows him, or make him seen to us. Say amen. So he has to first of all be seen in this sphere. Because I said, it's the witness of the spheres of life. Today, this morning, Pastor was talking about witnessing Jesus at the sphere of Christ. Are you with me, please? Say amen. How do you witness him? Through faith, hope, and charity. Are you in the house, please? So if you follow faith, hope, and charity, to the end of it, you will show Christ. You can witness Christ, or you can bear Christ, or you can make Christ known. Like God used Paul to do that. God used Paul to make Christ known. For the first time, when Paul came in, Christ became known. Praise God. He could witness Christ. So, you see, witness is not just about talking about Christ. It's making Christ manifest. Making him bear making him visible. Hallelujah. I went to the house, please. And so for Paul, everywhere he goes to, his highest desire is how he's going to see that Christ form the man. He wants to see men. Doesn't he want to see men in the flesh? He wants to see men in the spirit. He wants to see men with Christ manifesting them. To see men in the spirit means that to see them not in who they are naturally, to see them in what Christ has wrought in them. Say amen. And that is Paul's pursuit. That's Paul's investment of time all through his life. So we saw that also beyond that, God wants life to be seen more. That's the essence of God saying that there's no way to stop the devil until you have more life. If you have life, you should be okay to walk away. But God says, no, the devil is more than just sin. It's more than sin, it's more than death. Are we in the house, please? That's why he could kill, he could steal, he could destroy. But if you're going to stop all those activities, you can't just have life alone and stop there. You will have more life. Say amen. And there's only one vessel that can bring more life to us, is the Father. So the essence of the Father is to make more life manifest. Are we in the house, please? That's the way things of the spirit are. You can't just say, Lord, give me more life. He will tell you there's a person that has the life. So he will reveal to you the person that has more life. Are you in the house with him, please? So the essence of the divine person is to see how God ordained that life will be made manifest. Just like the Holy Ghost is a person who can bring God's power to us in Mayors. So the Holy Ghost can bring to you power to heal malaria. He can bring power to heal tuberculosis. He can bring power to heal cancer. It's not the same power you're going to use to heal malaria that will heal cancer. Are we in the house, please? But the Holy Ghost can measure it. He's the one who has that right of measurement. That is his nature. So, by the way he is, he can measure power. And with the power he measures, results can be seen, can be manifested. So the same way you see the divine person, God, the Father, and Christ, the way they are manifest to give a kind or a measure of life. So if you want to have more, they will point to the next person. Are we in the house, please? So if you reach to Christ, he gives you his life. If you want more life, we will point to the Father. So the one that gives more life is my Father. So it will point. That is why nobody cometh to the Father. Can you see what I'm saying? Somebody has to help you to come to reach the Father. That's the one that handles that region of supply of more life. Say amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So tonight, just trying to get us to know that issue of life is a business of the Godhead. It's a business of the Godhead. And it's a massive business. It's a massive industry of the God. Because God himself is life. That's why you talk about eternal life. Say amen. So the business of life administration is the business of the Godhead. That's why you see in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was with God. Is that not right? The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything that was made. What's the next thing? In him was life. So anytime you reach to Godhead, anytime you reach to God, to the throne, the discussion there is about life. That's why you can see that apart from God creating the galactic world and the rest of that, the greatest precious thing about the galactic world is that there was a place where life beings are situated. If you have all the galaxies made and there's no earth, where there's human, then there's no essence for the earth. I think you know that. That's why it's not going to be easy for the earth. If the earth gets out, then it means that it's not just anybody's bomb that does it. It means it's the activity of God's life program on the earth here that is determining that. You know what I'm saying? The earth can't be bombed by anything. No, sometimes we are afraid of a nuclear weapon. No, the earth can't go into extermination because there's a project on the earth. It's the only place where life beings I see to it. I went in the house to get that place. So everything created, actually, were created as a symbol of description of life expression. Everything. That's why I like this song we normally sing, Immortal, Invisible, the Only Wise God. Are we? I think it's the, is this the Anstenas 2 or first? To all life thou givest, both great and small, but in all thou livest the true life of all. To all life thou givest. So, the most beautiful, apart from the stars created, the mountain, the waters created there, all of that, which actually are also definition of life in different ways. Because the issue of mountain or those that are issue of existence of source and spirit. As I said, the Father is the rock. The rock from whom whence you are home. So the issue of mountain is a structure from fatherhood. I went in the house, please. Say, hey, man. So what I'm saying is that the central cause of life, of existence, is life. That's why the biotic world is essential. And it's the center of focus in the whole affair that happened. There's no place on the earth or in all the world of creation where you have what is going on here now happening. And then they have traveled round and round and round. They have not found one again. Amen. I went in the house, please. That is to say that there's something beautiful about God giving life. In Genesis, you just say, and they became. God spoke to water. Life sprang from it. Say, amen. No matter how small those life had, they living. I think, I don't know what something is about living thing. That thing called living thing. It's a serious concept in God that a thing can take breath and come alive. Say, amen. Can express certain definition of life in various forms. So when you get to Genesis chapter 1, what you find there is living. I don't know how many times that thing exists there. Living means life is present. All forms of life. So what Satan did, what did he do? Satan destroyed life. The concept of Satan, whatever is that, is a destroyer of life. It's a being that is against the life appreciation or life expressing the way God ordained it. Everything about sin, death, hell, there are laws and forces against life. So the life world is a big business, and God did all of that just to spread the expression of life that man will manage in the rest of the world. But beyond that, when you move up to God's throne, they are all expression of strata of life. So when you call God the everlasting God, is the creator of the ends of the earth. Is the one who set the causes of the earth in their various forms. Say amen. Amen. So I want us to know tonight, the issue of life giving is a serious business. So when you talk about faith witness, it's witnessing about a kind of life. A kind of life that has never been seen among men. Or among creation, that a being came to make that life visible. Or to bear the testimony of the existence of that life. If not for that witness, that life will have never seen. Creation will have never seen that kind of life. Creation have seen all that kind of life. They have seen to the highest of angels. They have seen the living creatures. All of that. Magnificent beings. Yet there's a life they have not seen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And so what we find in John chapter 1 is that life has been in the beginning. That life in the beginning was the Word. That Word is life. That Word is life. And the same with God. That God is life. Say amen. But it's life of a different order. Is there an uncreated life? Is the life of the Creator. So I want us to know that the Christian faith is a faith designed to make manifest or to assess the light that is not available for all other creatures. That is what the Father has and gave to the Son. And that was what the Son made as his life pursuit on the earth. He came down here and chose that as the only pursuit, understanding the mystery, the working principle of that life, until he became a witness. I think it was me introduced there. Jesus, he didn't say, I am Jesus. I went in the house, please. He was introduced as Jesus, the faithful witness. Because that is who he is. Hallelujah. I want the house together, please. So, I want us to know that the gospel is the bringer of the word of that life. What the gospel is sent to do, the gospel is not just meant to take you to heaven. The gospel is designed to make you see that life. I want the house, please. Everyone, you must get to a point when you say life is so real to you and real in you. As not a concept we say in church, as a thing that is made manifest in you. That is what it means to be a Christian. A Christian who is alien to this life has missed the greatest thing in life. Paul says, if in this life only we have hope, we are of all men most miserable. When I say in this life, in the present world system and the life system, if that is the only thing we can get, healing, deliverance, or whatever kind, we have been robbed. It means that the pursuit does not worth it. When I say you have been robbed, is that what you gave? They say, don't rob me. They don't shortchain me. You could have gained little, but what you gain and what you invested doesn't worth it. And that's why I want us to take the season like this one to be very important. Say amen, please. Hallelujah. So Jesus came and witnessed that life of the Father. Which actually, that life itself, that life that make God, God. Or we can call it, that make God true. I say true means God different from what is known as God. Because there are many things that can look like God, even in heaven. If you meet the angels, you can bow down and worship angel. Because of the glory and their majesty. You are not seeing their life, you are seeing their glory. Sometimes glory does not fully explain life. That's why Jesus Christ, he became the brightness of glory and the express image. God can give glory to a thing without giving image to it. I'm sure that this angel that witnessed Jesus here does not really have the image. It was created, it's like a demo. Because it could say, I am Alpha and Omega. But when you look at his real fiber, you won't see the very nature of Jesus there. It's a demo being. But John met this angel over and over again and bowed to worship. Because of the glory put on him for that assignment. So God sometimes anoints people, anoints things, and will carry glory. But if he does not have the image or the nature, it will be for a short moment. It can't be an everlasting thing. I went in the house together, please. That's why we must not be moved too much with manifestation. God can give manifestation to anything. If he wants you to play that role, he will empower you to do it. I went in the house together, please. Say hey, man. So, I'm just trying to say to us that what Jesus Christ came to show is to show exactly how life is in the true God. Because the true God really is eternal life. When you get to the true God, it's eternal life. So it means that God, that true God itself, is a kind of life called, I went in the house, please. It's life. Just like his Son is life, Christ is life. That true God is life. It's called eternal life or everlasting life. Say amen. I went in the house to get that place. Now, these things, for a long time, did not come to church for a long time. What we knew all in church is Christ's life. It's Christ's life. That is a kind of life. I might say Christ's life. I didn't say Jesus' life. Jesus trapped all the life. But it's the first life he got called Christ's life. That's what the church has been used to for all the ages. And we didn't even really understand. But if you understand it, that life will point to another life to us. But one thing they do is that they always show themselves. When you are around them for a moment, if you are around the Holy Ghost, if you really are around the Holy Ghost very well, it will start pointing to another person to you. Jesus said, it will take of me, man, he will show it to you. He won't take of himself and show it. Because they want you to have access to all of them. Say, amen. So I can really have the true life. So, the business of making, first of all, that being called true God must be manifest. Because if it's not manifest, you can't know eternal God. Hallelujah. Which also has his life. So, one thing that is key to victory for creation, you know, we read in the book of Romans chapter 8 that creation waits for the manifestation. Are you there with me, please? Of the sons of God. That is, they are waiting for a time when sons of God will fully show up. Will show up showing their father. Showing the life. Because when they show up, one thing that is their goal, what thing they can deal with is corruption. They are the only one that has right to tamper with that alien thing, to God, but which creature has married, called corruption. That is why it says there in verse 20, is it 20? Say, hey man, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption. Creature itself, creation itself. So creation is subject to vanity because of corruption. So what creatures are used to is corruptible life. Are we in the house, please? So if you have corruptible life, then there's a fear that you can be corrupted. So corruption is a threat. That's why you can't buy your tomato and gladly leave it on the table. Why? It's subject to corruption. You must do something. Either you quickly prepare it, make your soup and eat it, or freeze it for the moment you freeze it. Or the day you bring it out, it will show that inside the fridge, it has been dying. You can never get the tomato as fresh as you put it. So it means it's corrupt. It's corrupted, but it's not yet smelly. So there are corruption that is not yet smelly. But it can smell and it will smell. Just give it time. So one thing about creature is that thing that is just make them to be subject to corruption. Like I was saying, I don't know, is it yesterday? That the day Lucifer fell, the whole of heaven went silent. Angels quick to see how a creature of that magnitude could come down. I mean, that is what corruption can do. So it means that with all the glory he carries, he's corrupted when? Yet he's called the cherub that covereth, a governing cherub, an head cherub. I'm too sure that Michael will wonder, wow. Seeing what they are also carrying. That presence of God is like your freezer. It's preserving. That if you come with the freezer you have, like Nigeria, if your light goes off for a day, anywhere you are in the world, you must relocate or send message back home. Oh, yes, everything you have kept, that freezer is gone. Abi? Why? You need the freezer on. So all of them need to be in the glory of God to be kept. So then they saw the first being who lost that glory, they saw eye collapse. Fair. To show you that thing called corruption or corruptibility. Say amen. So the faithful witness is the first one that actually came to make manifest a life above corruption, which shows God. God begins from incorruption. Anything below that, any creature can mirror it. Say amen, please. Any creature can mirror it. But once it moves into that sphere, it separates God. It shows that God is true and that God is eternal life. That God is the creator of the ends of the earth. Say amen. I want the house to go to place me. So I'm trying to tell us the importance of the true witness. Without the true witness, no creature will ever access the realm of incorruption. So somebody must show that victory, because the strength of sin and death is incorruption. That's why to all the churches, you must overcome. Once you overcome and you are seated, I went in the house, please, with the Father on his throne, then it's a demonstration of victory over corruption. So you need that throne to declare victory or reign in life or display of superiority of God's life. Say amen. Amen. That's why the greatest thing in the heart of Jesus is to see you and I overcome. Hallelujah. So the reason for the witness, that witness, is to make you see that a being has come ahead of us to show exactly the true picture of a victorious being who actually is your Father. Say amen. Now let me read some things to us from, I just like the discussion in the book of John chapter 5. Let me read from verse 19. Okay, the Wala came from, start from verse 17. But Jesus answered them and said, my Father walketh, he that too, I walk. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but also said also that God was his Father, making himself equal. Now, we know the concept of my Father walk, Jesus was not trying to prove that I'm equal with God. He was trying to tell them that the business of my Father is work. He has the work he is doing. Say amen. I went in the house, please. He was trying to tell them the concept of my Father. They say he made himself equal with God. He was not talking about God. He was talking about my Father. But they don't know the difference between Father and God. Can you see? They think Father and God is the same. God is the God of all flesh, right? I went in the house, please. And everyone on the earth here can still call him God. And he has the realm of mercy and favor he has towards every man in different ways. But the issue of Father is not a Christian thing. It's an heavenly thing. I went in the house, please. He said, my Father walketh. He that too, I walk. It was Pastor Tosin this afternoon. I was talking about they were accusing Jesus at the point. They won't stop. We'll go to the next one. I think that was the place we're looking at there, right? Verse 18, let's go quickly to that place. 18. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then answered Jesus and said of them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. The Son can do nothing. He's telling you the profession of the Son. That the Son's commitment is on what the Father, because the Father's only work is, we're going to see very soon, what is the Father's work? The Father does not do any other business. God takes care of the whole universe. But the Father has only one business. So Jesus said, that is the work I do. Or that is my practice. Or that is the profession I subscribe to. The Son can do nothing of himself. But what is yet the Father do? So, it's clear that the Son has chosen one singular profession. It is the Father's work. And his commitment is to see. So, it's a learner in the profession. It's like it's the school. Like I said, life is a whole world of administration. It's a whole world of a system of Godhead. And the Son has subscribed fully into that business. Are we in the house, please? And the Father's quiet job is clear. Is to raise himself or to make himself manifest. For whatsoever he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise. Or in like manner. The whole thing has its details and manner. It's not just anyhow work. Are we in the house, please? Say amen. This also doeth the Son likewise. Verse 20. For the Father loveth the Son and sheweth him all things that himself doeth. So you can see that the Son also, this Son is making progress. The first thing the Son does that he subscribed to the work of the Father. Are you in the house with me, please? But a time came when the Father fell in love with the Son's commitment to the work. That the Father got committed to the Son. The Son, first of all, got committed. Can you see? At 12, Jesus said, don't you know I must be about my Father's business? So even at 12, he knew, he had an idea that he has an heavenly Father and who has a business. At those points, he has not been telling us the real business. But he knew, are we in the house, please? So if he felt that the business is ministry, I'm sure that in 2-3 years, we'll have stepped into it. But from 12 to 30, he did nothing. So the business is not about doing something outside. Are we in the house, please? He knew the business is about doing something inward. That's why when the Father was going to respond to him, this is my beloved Son. In whom? Not with whom. In whom? So it means that there's something the Son became that pleased the Father. So early in life, he came to know that the Father's business is about building a tabernacle, raising a building. Are we in the house, please? And that is his work. So I believe that within the year of 3 years or so, because of his commitment to that work, the Father came into love with the Son. The Father loved the Son. So it's not the same time the Son took interest in the business. It's the commitment of the Son to the business that made the Father. So it's not because it's Jesus. Because it shows that he's a son. He's a son with his Father because of his commitment to the Father's business. So the Father loved the Son. And he showed him more things. Until he showed him all things that himself is. That in himself do it. And he will show him all. He will show him all. Because the Father is totally enwrapped with the commitment of the Son to know this life. I believe God that the Lord is going to change your commitment in this season. That's why I'm talking. That the Lord would, beyond just church service, that the Lord will meet you and enact in you a commitment to understand or want to be part of the life business. Why are we going through all of these things? Are you going to see why are we going through all of these things? It's not just about going to heaven. There's a business even on the earth to do. There's a business to do for the Father that is not half assed. For the Father loved the Son and showed him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than this, that ye may wonder. And that thing for that muffle is to wonder. Say amen. Life. Come on, say life. Say life. Yeah. 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 Oh, Mori. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Mori. Marie. When you see life, when you see this life, I mean, when you have access to understanding of this life and subscribe to it, you shall never die. I'm talking because I want this thing to go beyond a church service, to become a life pursuit. A life pursuit. There's nothing you can do about the present except from the sphere of life. There's nothing. We only make our complaints and leave this world. But we should make manifest that life on the face of the earth. Praise God. So you get what I'm saying tonight, please? Are we in the house together? So as the Father raises up the dead, Kai, as the Father raises up the dead and quickeneth them. Now, he's describing an ultimate, you know, I was telling you that the son went after a profession. I went in the house, please. But first of all, knowing that there's something the Father does, he subscribed to it. And from there, the Father got committed to the son to show him all. 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 Until the time came. This chapter was just captured Jesus' progress in becoming the author and the giver of life. Because it is the utmost interest of the Father for his son to be able to give life like he gave it. Because you understand that when it was time to create the created world, it was the word that stepped out there and made creation. Are we in the house, please? It was the word. So I'm not surprised that it's the same word that became flesh. For this project again, there's something about the son, about the word and life, or making that life manifest. It's like there's a passion in his heart that all creatures must see this thing we have that they have no access to. Because this project has been before the fall of man, like we said this afternoon. It didn't come because man sinned. Because sometimes I just say that sin issue has become the major business of church. We are not seen beyond sin. This issue, this project has been with God and man before the world began. So sin didn't start it. I went to the house, please. It's what is described as the salvation of man. That man will be raised to them. So Jesus learned and learned and learned and learned until the Father could see that this son can raise the dead and quicken them or give life to them like the Father will. Let's just look at the biotic world, for example, and just look at how many species of life exist in the biotic world? We're talking about billions. And every one of them have uniqueness of life. Uniqueness. In terms of how they were framed and the kind of life they express. Even when they are of the same type, you see variety. You see the world of birds. And if you are the kind of person who like to eat flesh, when you eat their flesh, no flesh of two of them look alike. If you take the flesh of chicken, it's different from turkey. It's different from duck. Duck is so sweet. It doesn't need much salt. So it is like that. All flesh like that. All grain of flesh. And God framed them and put a kind of life in them. Kai. So you can see how talk about the wisdom of the world to speak and the life forms in their differences appear. It's not simple. It's not simple. It's like when they are in the human world, they have to write a code, a program for one application. You know how much of things you code, how much of jargons you write. Jargons you write. Because you are trying to just for a program to behave in a way. To behave in a way. So how much of those also dot moment of jargons. Pastor Parks, and that's the word, right? Those guys who write the jargon, they don't make the money more. You know what I'm saying? The jargon world. And every jargon they're writing make meaning. They say minute is on the when the program is launched. Wonder, wow. But if they tell you the codes that produce it, you will be surprised. So creation is not simple. To make just birds family is not simple. To speak to water, and water brought forth all kind of fishes. Kai. Yet, that is to the Creator God. That was a simple work to be done. So to me, it's great joy for the world to see the project of God's life and to accept to be the one to execute it. Say amen. So in that project, the highest point it got to is being able to give life the way the Father will give it. As the Father raises up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Not whom the Father will, whom he will. So the Son got the express permission of the Father because he has attained to the authorship of our life should be raised and be quickened. You understand? I'm just talking about that level of learning. That level of learning. It's not simple. That learning. Jesus was going to give you an example of the realm of resurrection life. You want resurrection to be seen. God, the true God, actually, is the true God. Is the access to the resurrection world. Let me say it again. The true God is the access to the word of the resurrection. They are called the word of the children of God. That's why it's called the glorious liberty of the children of God. The realm of incorruption is the entrance to the glorious liberty of God's children. That's where the true children, because if you don't have incorruption, you can't say you're a child of God. Indeed. It's not by new birth. Are we in the house, please? So it was going to show resurrection. I will bring life from the dead. You saw the story of the issue of Lazarus. He heard that Lazarus was dead, was sick. He stayed back 2 days. It doesn't make sense. Because the healing anointing will be easier than the anointing to raise the dead. He should have rushed down to see. But at that point, he was already a child of resurrection world. Yes. So he has to demonstrate and show it. The sign that he is the resurrection. He stayed back. He died. You know the story very well. He was buried and was smelling. To tell you where resurrection can take children from. When he's smelling. That's why he say amen. That's the joy of resurrection life. To see it when his smell is fouling. You know, he has taught disciples about that. That's why when he came in, he said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He said, if your brother will live again. He said, he will live in the resurrection. They didn't know that the resurrection is a building. Many times we don't understand it. We don't yet understand it very well. So we understand in bit. Mary came. Martha came and said the same thing. Jesus knew that it's not time to teach them. They need to see it. Where is he laid? He went there. And for the first time, you know that once he has raised the dead, he will touch the bear. I went in the house, please. Like the son of the widow of Nain. And the boy that was dead came up. But this one, he had to speak. Lazarus, come forth. I would say, he that was dead. Because resurrection is a voice. Resurrection is a voice. It's the voice of the Son. It's the voice that carries the technicality of how to raise, how to give life to the flesh. But when somebody dies, it's already smelling. Even if you breathe to his body, that body can't take life. I want to ask this. Life must be given back, first of all, to the flesh. Before life can stay in that body. Say amen, please. Because that example gave a show of how the body of the Son of God will be framed before life can be put in it. Because the profession of the Son is to raise the dead. Raise the dead is to build, is to frame, change the structure. But death is a structure. Death is a frame. I was saying before that, two carbon, graphite and diamond are allotropes of the same element. I think you know that. There are two carbon. One is one of the softest thing. The other one is one of the hardest thing. Two. Diamond is one of the hardest material on the earth. That's why they can use diamond to drill. That's what they use at the tip of the drilling machine that drill down the earth. Is diamond. Once more diamond there, we go down and bore through all the rocks. The difference is the structure of their carbon chain. That you can put a new structure in the dead. You can reframe the dead and the dead will come alive. When the one who has the key of life put the code of restructure, I went in the house, please. Because things decay by the breakdown of their frame. Is that not true? It's the frame that breaks down that makes it decay. So it means if you want to raise it up, what do you need to do? A new structure. A new frame. So the Son knows the frame that can make a life that will not die to stay. Say amen. I'm saying that when you say witness, it's not just that he has the life. He owned the life. He holds the life. He holds the mystery of the life. Say amen. I'm just trying to say to you that life is not, even life of lower forms, it's not simple. It has a lot of technology. I went to the house, please. So, raise the dead, then give life to it. Raise the dead. When I say the dead, everyone frame that is not in line with the Father's frame is dead. He knows how to speak to it and restructure it. So I don't want us to, I'm saying all of this, I don't want us to be lazy in this business, okay? I'm just saying it's not a simple thing. It's spirit, it's spiritual, but it's a spiritual thing that put demand on all our faculties of learning. Because it's an high profession. It's an high business. Lazarus! And everything about that body breakdown. Align. Align. Like bone came to bone. And formlessness became formed. It's not just anointing like that. It's a knowledge. It's a knowledge. It's a school that Jesus went into. Into death and resurrection. He was still learning to resurrection. And that's why he could stand to witness it. So when sin showed up, sin is not a problem. Because it was not existing because of sin. It's higher than sin. Sin wasn't a problem. Sin. So I want to trust the Lord in this meeting that we're going to be learning. I don't know why I'm saying this. I don't know how Reverend, I don't know how Reverend is going to come. But don't say it's difficult, okay? I went in the house, please. Or sometimes you just feel like, she can, she want like tele, she they want tele, bye. Everything just wrote in the gospel, it was displaying wisdom of that life. One of the things I was just looking at, I was just looking at DNA, which actually, DNA is a spell out of the breath of man's life. It's what defines what man is inside, not just man in the outside. There's a man in the outside with the frame of the man in the outside. But your DNA is not just you in the outside. It's not just you in the outside. It's bigger than you in the outside. It's a custodian of program about you in your generation. And I was just saying. I said this thing looked like fish. If you cut it here and there, if you cut it where it overlaps, and cut in the other half, it's exactly fish. So when you see Jesus saying those things, it's not fish he's talking about. It's a mystery of life he's describing. But at that time, there's no way to explain it. How can they understand it? But it's now time for understanding. Because as the Father raises up the dead, so every son will be empowered also to raise the dead. It's the business of their family. It's not business of one person. It's a family business. So Jesus witnessed that. He witnessed that life to show to us that this life is real, this life is true, and this life can be available to everyone, person, I believe. And I believe that we will access it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a serious time, it's a serious season in the spirit, and heaven is walking on the earth here to raise many, many, many sons. Sonship is not just, it's not accolade of just name. It's expression of persons. And I trust the Lord that this business year will do a great thing in our life again. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can we bless the Lord and respond to that? Are you subscribing to the business? I want to subscribe to the business. Subscribe more to the business. It's serious. It's serious. It's not. It's serious. Subscribe, 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 subscribe. Please subscribe. Sincerely subscribe. Beyond church, subscribe. Beyond program, subscribe. Let your heart subscribe. Let it be your word view into the scriptures. Let it be what you are looking for in the scriptures. Jesus said, he said, you will not come unto me. You will not come to me. Search the scriptures. In them you think you have eternal life. But there are they that testify of me. But you won't come to me. You are supposed to come to him for this life. Lord, we pray today. We ask you in the name. This is the reason for this program. And we come like that. We come with such heart. We come with all such desire. Lord, we appreciate you. We give all the praise to you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Say amen.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.